The Merit Systems Protection Board knew more than a year ago it was likely to be swamped with federal employees appealing their furloughs when sequestration first kicked in. But it's been a busy 19 months for the agency. It's still dealing with the 32,000 appeals it got from furloughed employees. And as Federal News Radio's Mike Causey and I discussed earlier this afternoon, none of them have been approved so far.
Well, the volume is really important. Normally, the board gets 5,000 to 6,000 cases a year, and so they got their normal workload in 2013, plus an additional 32,000 appeals from workers who had been furloughed, and they really all have the same case. They said the furloughs are wrong, and I need the money. And the MSPB has got to look at the merits of each, but it's usually looking for procedural errors, discrimination, something like that. And in this case, it was an order, an act of Congress, and it was a budgetary thing. So nobody did anything, quote, illegal in it. And so you could almost predict the outcome of these. But I know if I was getting into a situation and I was playing somebody and the projected score was 32,000 to nothing, yes, I would maybe have a new game plan. But the unions, of course, encourage people to do this. You know, make a fuss, make a noise. And it is possible that somebody will win the 2 or 3 or 4 days furlough pay back. But I don't see how it's going to happen.
I was just going to bring that up. I mean, even at the time, the unions were agitating against this and telling people that it's strongly encouraging people to file appeals. At, I don't want to use the word civil disobedience, but as an act of protest. Do we have any kind of sense of how many of these appeals derived from that?
No, we don't. But I would guess a whole lot, maybe most. I mean, these are people, they're angry. And also, what's the union going to do? What are the unions? They can't stop this. It's the law of the land. The Congress did it. But this is the way they can appear to be doing something helpful, you know, stirring people up, writing a form letter for them and saying, you know, file this with your congressman, but probably to no avail.
And I think one of the points you were trying to make in your column earlier this week is that the cost of going through all this for MSPB has to at least partially offset some of the savings we got from furloughs.
You would think now if they take each case individually, and I don't know what they're doing, or if they bundle some from a lot of them from the IRS or whatever, it's still going to be, even if they just go through the motions and turn on the lights and turn them off at the end of the day, it's got to be a tremendous cost, and it takes them away from whatever they would normally be doing. And the 5,000 to 6,000 they get a year, some are probably frivolous, most are not approved, but some of them are really serious matters. And in a couple of cases, remember the GSA, the romp in the desert a couple of years back,
right,
where the administrator resigned, she fired someone, and I think four top GSA officials were let go or told to leave or something like that. And as far as I know, three of them are back. And that's because the MSPB looked at it and said, while the party was ill-advised and shouldn't have been done, it was over the top, there was no indication that these people had anything directly to do with it or caused it to happen. So after a year of you know, many headlines and people in the media having a field day and people getting fired, at least three out of four are back on the job.
And speaking of MSPB, the VA legislation that's working its way through the House and Senate touches that agency, too. The MSPB executive director was on our air earlier this week talking about the idea that you're probably going to see some appeals out of SESers if any of them do get fired or demoted as a result of this legislation. You kind of expect that to happen,
I would expect
too.
That, yeah. And the interesting thing is the VA said, we don't want it, we don't need it.
Right.
Under the SES rules, we can fire them now. But Congress obviously is out for blood. They want to be seen, perceived to be doing something and whatnot. And so as I understand it, the latest one would shorten the firing process to about a month, rather than months or a year. And that could satisfy some people. It may be justified. We don't know. But I think you're right. It's certainly going to increase the caseload, the workload at MSPB. And then if this spreads, if they say if it's good enough for VA, it's good enough for the IRS.
Which seems rational.
Good enough for Social Security. So let's do it across the board. And then you could have, and then some agencies may fire people just to prove that they're complying with the new law. So it could be interesting times.
Yeah, and I've seen the point made by attorneys around town over the past week or two that basically, okay, look, if what is alleged to have happened at VA happened, meaning people, you know, manipulated waiting list, you know, told people to violate VA policy or VA or, you know, federal law, we've got the tools to deal with that already. If they committed misconduct, we can fire them as it is now. So I guess it may be that VA, even if it gets this new authority, which, as you said, it doesn't want, may not use it, so it may be a non-issue.
Maybe a non-issue, but Congress will be able to go to their constituents and say, look, we put this tough new law in, and if people do this again, or if we find out people have done it already, we'll get them. The winners, the big winners are the lawyers.
Yeah, and as I think Carol Bonasaro has probably told you in interviews many times, that the morale of the SES Corps is not terrific already. I wonder if we should be worrying about, if legislation like this continues to be passed and pressed, that further demoralizes the SES workforce.
Could well. Carol's made the point a number of times that the difference in pay between the top of a GS-15, which is where many of your SES people come from, but the difference between the GS-15 Step 10 and the pay for an SES is not that much. And when you think about taking on the added responsibility plus giving up some tenure once you switch into the SES, and then even more so, if at least in the VA, if they pass this easy firing law. So that could discourage a lot of good people from coming into the SES, or at least that's what they think.
Thanks very much, Mike.
Thank you.